It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, it's the third and final hour this Friday afternoon. We're trying to conclude on our daily focus, and we do have our brother who has been helping us understand these complicated and complex concepts, Elder Jonathan Yamba, joining us on the line. Elder, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
All right, today we're talking about the Holy Spirit. If the Trinity were a band, the Holy Spirit might be the unsung hero, the one playing behind the scenes. That's what I like. I like how Kirsty wrote that. To make everything come alive, the Holy Spirit is not just a mystical force or a theological concept. It's the vibrant and dynamic presence of God that empowers, that guides and transforms us. How does this member of the Trinity fuel our spiritual journey and impact our daily lives? From the first disciple to believers today, the Holy Spirit is an active presence, an inspiring and equipping us to live out our faith with boldness and grace. And so, we'd like you to join us as we dive into the role of the Holy Spirit within the Trinity, focusing on empowerment, guidance and presence in the believer's life. And that's why we have Elder Jonathan Yamba. Once again, welcome, Elder. So talk to us about the Holy Spirit. In Greek, we have this word pneumatos or pneumos or pneuma. What exactly are we talking about? What is the Holy Spirit? Or who is? Because I understand most of you people who are theologians, you tend to say the Spirit is not a what, it's a he. So how would you define the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, so the Holy Spirit is understood and believed to be the third person of the Trinity. I know we have grappled with that concept the whole week. But then as the Bible presents him to us, his nature still remains a mystery. We can't put up a few texts and say we fully understand him. But he has been spoken to us to be the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. Elsewhere, he's been referred to as the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Yahweh. But in a nutshell, he is the third person of the Godhead. Yeah.
Okay. How does the Holy Spirit empower believers to live out their faith in everyday life?
Yeah, so you remember very well, unlike in the incarnation where Jesus became flesh, the Son of the living God, he became the Son of Man. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says that our bodies are the temple of God, in which the Holy Spirit is going to dwell. So he dwells in our bodies to now help us. Remember when Jesus was going to heaven in John chapter 12, he promised 26 that when he, the Holy Spirit, has come, he will convict you. Mm. So you get the impression that the Holy Spirit, why we don't refer to him as it, is because he has a personality. Genesis chapter 6 verse 3 will give you examples when God was saying man is mortal, my spirit will not strive with man. So striving, indicating that he will convict, he will talk, he will convince, he will guide, he will lead. He is even referred to as the Spirit of truth. So he will lead us into all truth. And so how he helps us as Christians, as believers, is he will convict us. He will try and reveal to us when we are wrong. It's actually when he is speaking to us that we'll get to know to say, I am wrong. And he will reveal truth to us, reveal everything that we need to know about Jesus. In fact, Galatians shows that actually we are going to bring out fruit. That fruit is only the outworking of the Holy Spirit, gentleness, peace. There are 9 characteristics that have been brought out that will be as a result of him working in us.
So when it works in us, as you put it, how does he help us to take decisions? How does he provide guidance and wisdom in our decision making?
So the Holy Spirit empowers us to be able to, so where there is no truth, there will be no knowing. So he is able to empower us to know what truth is, is truth, and then he will convict us. He will move us to an extent where we will need to take a decision. What is my position over this matter? And against that background, we'll be able to be aided, to be guided by him to say, this is the way. Remember in Isaiah, God says, you will hear the Spirit speak unto you, that this is the way, walk ye in it. In other words, the Holy Spirit will show us. Look at the situation of Saul. He hears the voice of the Lord speaking to him to say, it is actually me that you have been persecuting. So God is active in that way. Through the Holy Spirit, we are able to actually hear God speak to us, show us things, and eventually be able to make a decision and not to say, this decision have been guided by God, the Holy Spirit.
Okay. All right. So how is the presence of the Holy Spirit manifested in life of a believer, at least according to the New Testament?
Well, in the life of a believer, you will see that the Holy Spirit is made manifest in different dimensions. The Holy Spirit would appear at Pentecost through the tongues of fire. If you hear in the Bible talking about John, say John was a man full of the Holy Spirit. Mary conceived of the Holy Spirit. But how does he reveal himself, or how is he manifested? When we say John was a man full of the Holy Spirit, what is it that led to him being seen as such? Acts, the book of Acts is said to be the book of the acts of the Holy Spirit, to imply the activities, the raising of the dead, the preaching of the gospel.
So what does the role of the Holy Spirit play in the presence of spiritual growth and sanctification? What role does it play?
Can you hear me now?
I can, Mdal. What role does the Holy Spirit play in the process of spiritual growth and sanctification?
So Galatians speaks of the aspect of the works of the flesh. Now the works of the flesh are these. And so when one has the Holy Spirit in him, in contrast to the works of the flesh, lust of the flesh, and all those things, you will see a person being aided as you read the Word of God, written by the inspiration of the Spirit. There are the Word begins to bring out things in you that even a person moving is going to say, "Hey, this brother is being led by a power more than just a human." But Jesus gave an illustration to say, look, just like I'm out here in the woods with the young people, and one thing you notice is that you can't tell where the wind is moving to, but you can see from the leaves, to imply the effect of the Holy Spirit in our lives will be seen, and equally the absence of the Holy Spirit in the life of a person will also be seen by their works. Yeah.
Okay. Final question. I'll let you go, Mdal. How does the Holy Spirit bring comfort and assurance during times of trial and uncertainty?
So Jesus himself promised and said that he will comfort you. Mm-hmm. So how does the Holy Spirit bring comfort in times of trial? If we have been in situations where we have lost our loved ones and we are in excruciating pain, in that moment, the Holy Spirit's manifestation would be through, you see, the way he brings people right on time, people that are going to speak words that will pierce our hearts and will bring exact comfort. So he is working through people to bring them. You see in the Old Testament, or even in an event where a eunuch is reading and he does not understand, the Philip is moved by the Spirit and he's taken right to that place, person, to speak to the person the words that are required in order for him to be convicted and choose to be baptized. So the Holy Spirit will bring comfort in the sense that when the word of God is being spoken, you will, number one, the timing, number two, the position, and the appropriateness of what will be spoken will speak directly to the need, to an extent where it can only be the work of God, that a person unknown to me, a person who knows not my situation, can actually speak words from the Bible. And the words from the Bible are the ones that burn within our hearts. Like you remember the people on the road to Emmaus who say, "Didn't our hearts burn?" They were discouraged as they were going home, Cleophas and his wife. But then when he begins to speak to them, when Jesus begins to speak to them, starting at Genesis, they confessed and said, "Didn't our hearts burn?" So that is the effect, the comfort, the revival, the restoration that eventually then comes as you see people who were discouraged now beginning to pant with joy, saying, "He is alive." So that is what the Holy Spirit is able to accomplish when he is working through others, but orchestrating all these activities together, so much so that we, the beneficiaries, are then able to say, "This is God, and this is why I was able to have this effect when this person was speaking or singing or presenting, even through the waves of the radio." They would say, the speaker, as he was commenting, as a presenter was commenting, the music he was selecting, all those were speaking to my situation. This is the Holy Spirit that is speaking to comfort me.
All right, from your mouth to all our ears, and hopefully it has prepared us for an in-depth study, and I'm looking forward to that. Elder Jonathan Nyamba, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. May you have a happy Sabbath.
Amen. Thank you so much. Happy Sabbath too. God bless.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.